now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Welcome to a new show, a new year, and a new decade. I know what you're going to say. It's not a new decade because there was no year zero. So therefore, we have to wait till the year 2021 to start a new decade. But you know what? Let me have this, okay? Because there was no year zero. There wasn't a year one either. They were using the Julian calendar. A guy named Dionysus in about 532 said, hey, let's start our calendar at the year Jesus was born. And I figure that was about 532 years ago. He was off by about 4 years. Then a few years later, a guy named Bede said, you know, we should actually count the years before he was born too. So we'll use AD, Anno Domini, for after he was born, and then BC for before he was born. Works out very well. But neither Dionysus or Bede had a concept of zero. So the year one, AD, came after the year one, BC. So already we're kind of screwed up there. Then in 1583, Pope Gregory XIII said, you know, we've been using this Julian calendar for so long, he had leap year completely wrong. Well, completely wrong to the point where they were about 11 days out. He put those 11 days back in. You know, let's just say it's the beginning of a new decade. Because after all, as Einstein said, time is relative. Let's start off our new year, new program with Dom Duff and Andrea Dani.
Cause I've been posing while I'm in.
Pipes Rock, a Highland heavy metal six-piece with flamethrowers, and Sandy's new chanter. Maybe he got it for Christmas. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Here's Thereafter and Moonshiner.
I've been the moonshiner 17 long years, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. Go to some hollow and I sit in my stool, and if the whiskey don't kill me, don't know.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Since getting their start at a late night session during Celtic Colors in 1998, Baolach has established itself as one of Cape Breton's most exciting and innovative traditional bands. Performing a lively mix of Cape Breton, Scottish, and Irish tunes, the group features Mary Rankin, Wendy McIsaac, Mac Morin, and Matt McIsaac. Bayalak plays original compositions as well as unique, dynamic arrangements of classical traditional tunes. Catch them January 31st at the St. James Hall, a Rogue Folk presentation. Don't forget to enter our draw for a pair of tickets to see Irish comedian Dara O'Brien at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver, March 23rd. Write us at our contact page at worldbeatcanada.com. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com and stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find news, reviews, interviews, and a chance to enter a contest, and our Celt in a Twist Facebook page, where you'll find a playlist for today's show. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Bonjour, this is Ten Strings and a Goatskin.
You're listening to Canada's Contemporary Celtic Radio Hour.
Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
and a tune that was introduced to us by the group Fluke, Pressed for Time. Before that, 10 Strings and a Goatskin, a PEI trio, and Shoot the Moon. Now here's the Mahones from Kingston, Ontario, and The Hunger and the Fight. The Mahones. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist as we look forward to a whole year of bringing you the very best of contemporary Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
This is Kevin Crawford from Lunasa. You're listening to Canada's original Celtic radio hour, Kilt in a Twist, with Patricia Fraser.
From Derry Key, we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on, 5,000 gallons or more, in case we ran short going to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favor me, or I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll win the wee lass I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. Well, we sailed for 3 days and we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined upon our bunks with no one to pity poor me. No father dear nor mother kind hold up my head when it was sore, and it made me think more on the lassie I met on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. Passengers by the hand and led round six different ways. Well, we each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And I drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favour me, or I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll win the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. I'll come back and I'll win the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore.
Lunasa and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Vocals by Derry Farrell from the album Cass, which means to sing. Before that, Ninebuck, and a song inspired not by a Disney snowman, but by the last white rhino in Sudan, Yer Oluf. And good news, they've learned how to clone white rhinos. Now here's Finja Minja, Danish folk rock with fiddles, and Norsk Rhinelander.
perhaps you'll note me fine. I'll be in my car, so inquire for Bone Rain Dine.
Dulcimer and guitar, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with Reynardine. Stick around for more great Celtic. It's the new year, a new program, and a new chance to get you acquainted with some of the best music on the planet. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is Snowbound by Kim Thompson. But first, this thought to ponder from Joseph Wood Crutch. The snow itself is lonely, or if you prefer, self-sufficient. There is no other time when the whole world seems composed of one thing and one thing only.
Springtime to begin, but against the frost and
The Tartan Amoebas and Big Sky. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat, who hosts Worldbeat Canada Radio. We are going to go out today with Sharon Shannon and pull out all the stops. Yeah, it's not just organists that get to say this. Accordionists do too. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.